الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. La ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Whatever there is in this entire existence, every single thing is a creation, is a makhluk. No matter where it is, no matter how it is, no matter when it is, no matter what it is, any shape, any size, all of it, everything, all the time, every time, any time, illallah. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma siwa Allah. Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called makhluk. Something that was created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, wahdahu, bi qudratihi, with His power, Allah ta'ala created everything. Gave everything wujud, existence. He gave it shape. He gave it size, He gave it color, He gave it texture, He gave it taste, He gave it movement, He gave it softness, He gave it qualities. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. His Rabb. That being that gave every single thing its existence. Not a single thing came on its own. Not a single thing moves on its own. Not a single thing forms on its own. Every single thing. This is the reality of La ilaha illallah. And this reality of La ilaha illallah is what is called Iman. Amantu billah. When we bring iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kama huwa, with all the qualities that Allah ta'ala has, thumma lam yartabu. Allah ta'ala describes the iman of sahaba. They had no doubt. When they brought iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when their hearts changed and turned, and nur of iman entered their hearts, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا, then they had no doubt. They had no other direction. They had no other focus. They had no other objective. They had no other purpose. They had no other desire. They had no other feelings. Except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything was directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the iman of sahaba. Aminu kama amana an-nas. Allah ta'ala loved that iman. Allah ta'ala loved that iman. And Allah ta'ala gave da'wah towards that iman. That bring iman the way the people have brought iman. The way the sahaba brought iman. So this reality has to enter the heart, that Allah Ta'ala is the doer of everything. This La ilaha illallah, we are confusing the transliteration of La ilaha illallah with the meaning of La ilaha illallah. When we open the books and the kitabs, we say, what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? So it's written that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. But that's the English transliteration from Arabic to English. In Urdu you say, نہیں ہے کوئی اور معبود سوار اللہ. سوار اللہ. English you say, none worthy of worship except Allah. Arabic you say, لا الہ الا اللہ. Spanish you say, no hay otro Dios except for Allah. All the different languages will say. So what's the meaning? The meaning is what Sahaba understood. The meaning is the da'wah that Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Sahaba. That no one and nothing can do except Allah. Karne wala Allah hai. The dua of everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That reality entered the Sahaba. That my Allah is my everything. So the whole tawajjuh was towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until they came to this, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented himself in inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati. That my everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My living is for Allah. My ibadat is for Allah. My sacrifice is for Allah. My dying is for Allah. Sahaba came onto that. And this was a sacrifice from the side of Sahaba. It was a sacrifice. It wasn't easy. This deen and this kalima requires sacrifice. It requires a mujahada. To leave something, to turn away from something. He requires the illallah. It requires the illallah. And the illallah requires the la. The illallah requires the la. That we have to make the la. That nafi, to take out everything. Then we'll find Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, at a young age, he looks at the sun, he looks at the stars, he says, Hada Rabbi, this is my Allah, this is my Rabb. He looks at the moon, he says, Hada, this is my Rabb. The moon is more powerful than the stars, more shinier than the stars, more brighter than the stars, more visible than the stars. He looks at the sun, says, this is the greatest, this is the biggest, Hada Rabbi, this is my Rabb. And then when he realizes that the star cannot do, the moon cannot do, the sun cannot do, now he says, Inni wajjahtu wajjiha lilladhi fatara as-samawati. The one who created all of this. Then he came into Hasbi Allah. The Hasbi Allah came later. This nafi and isbat, to negate the creation, to take the creation out of the heart, and to put the greatness of Allah into the heart, this requires an effort, it requires a sacrifice. Sahaba went through that effort, they went through the sacrifice. Anbiya went through that effort, Anbiya went through that sacrifice. The whole life of Sahaba, the life of Anbiya, was very similar. Very similar. Was going next to each, next to one another. One had Nabuwat, one didn't have Nabuwat. But the sacrifices that they gave. And they sacrificed anything and everything for the sake of Allah. So that the reality of La ilaha illallah can enter the heart. The reality of La ilaha illallah
can only enter the heart when the heart is ready to receive it. The reality of La ilaha illallah is something that is pure, pristine, unaltered, uncontaminated. And it will only enter that heart that has the pure space for it. There's nothing else inside the heart. Allah says, I have not created an insan with two hearts. There's no two hearts. There's one heart only for Allah. So that illallah, to go inside the heart has to become clean, pure, empty. Everything has to come out. To get the reality of La ilaha illallah. The yaqeen of La ilaha illallah. For that Allah to enter the heart, غیروں کا یقین نکلنا شرط ہے. To take out the غیر, the yaqeen of غیر, غیر اللہ, that this creation can do. For that yaqeen to come out of the heart, this is the shart, the condition is necessary. Because these two things cannot fit in the same heart. One has to come out. Allah does not like shirk. He doesn't like to be compared. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفْ أَحَدْ صَمَدْ. Pure, alone, by himself, la shariq, nothing with him. No mithal, no similitude. This is why you can tell someone who hasn't even seen a certain thing. Person hasn't gone and seen what the moon looks like. He said, draw the moon. They will draw the moon. Certain country, a certain beautiful mountain, draw a mountain. The person will draw a mountain. Hasn't seen the mountain. Draw this animal. Draw the sky. Draw a tree. Draw the shade. Draw anything a person will be able to draw, even if a person does not see it. Why? Because there is examples for it. Say, draw Allah. How do you draw Allah? La nidda lahu. La mithla lahu. There's no misal for it. There's no example for it. There's no similitude for it. Something that you cannot imagine. What Allah looks like. What is the shape of Allah? What is the being of Allah? What is the existence of Allah? How do you draw it? There's no misal for it. So Allah does not accept this. That something else must be with where I am. So we have to make nafi of the creation. And this is our greatest weakness. Is that we do not negate the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His creation. We have accepted His creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be like Him. Na'udhu billah. To be with Him. To be compatible. So our attachment to the creation of Allah is greater than our attachment to Allah. And this is reality. Our attachment to the creation of Allah is greater than our attachment to Allah. So the loss of creation hurts us more than the disobedience to Allah. The loss of creation. So there is an effort required. This effort of da'wat was given to this ummah for this. So this ummah will give da'wat towards Allah, towards the greatness of Allah. And the more this ummah will give da'wat, the more this ummah will be protected. Not only the ummah will be protected in its present time, but the generations of the ummah will be protected. And when this ummah leaves da'wat, or any portion of the ummah leaves da'wat, then the nuksan, the harm of that, leaving this da'wat, leaving calling towards Allah, calling towards the greatness of Allah, speaking about the greatness of Allah, hearing about the greatness of Allah, when the ummah leaves this, or any portion of the ummah leaves it, that not only is the harm to them, but the harm will be for their generations to come. that the generations will come, will forget Allah, will forget Iman, no matter how pious they are, but their generations will forget. In fact, their generations will be the means of kufr. And this Allah Ta'ala has demonstrated and shown to us. In the time of Nuh alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wah to his qawm. And he called his qawm towards Allah, towards the greatness of Allah. Laylo wa nahara, day and night. And this is the effort of a da'i. Effort of a da'i is the effort of the day and the night. Laylo wa nahara. And this all the Anbiya did, not only Nuh alayhi salam. The ayat came with regards to Nuh alayhi salam. But the effort was with all the Anbiya. That this effort was day and night for them. Far and wide for them. Alone and in groups. In all conditions, in all weathers. In all months of the year, in all days of the week. In all hours of the day. They used to give da'wat. Call towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very few people accepted. Ulama say 80 to 84 people accepted the da'wat. Out of so many people. And then when the floods came, and the qawm of Nuh alayhi salam were instructed with the Nabi to enter the ship, they followed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we want a level of logic and understanding for the command of Allah for us to follow it. They follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because their Nabi gave them da'wah towards it. We have to go in the ship. So they went. When we see a sign, sometime we buy a fruit, we cut the fruit. Sometimes an animal, in the meat of an animal, sometime on the clouds, we see the words Allah, or La ilaha illallah, or we see some miracle in some devastation, and one part of the masjid, or a whole masjid was saved, and everything was destroyed. What happens to our iman? When we see a miracle in front of us, simple things, our iman increases. Here is a qawm, an entire nation, that everyone, La tathar alal ardi minal kafirina dayyara, everyone is being destroyed. And they are with their Nabi. And they are being saved. And everything is being destroyed. All the nations, all the people in the entire world is being destroyed. What is the level of their iman? When they come out of the ship, they come with their Nabi out of the ship, and they realize that they are the only people left in the entire world. Everyone has been destroyed. Every single person. Not a single person has survived this. So what is the level of their iman? So here is a nation with their Nabi, high level of iman, being saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the command of their Allah, the da'wah of their Nabi, in all conditions. And no one else is living on the world 100% mu'min in the world. 100%. No kafir. This is the time of Nuh alayhi salam. And in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's 360 idols in the Kaaba. Not a single mu'min. Not a single mu'min. Here, not a single kafir. And there's no other people living on the earth at that time beside the qawm of Nuh alayhi salam after the floods. So whose children, the progeny of who, put the idols in the Kaaba? Whose people? This is why Nuh alayhi salam was called Adam Sani, the second Adam. Because everyone was born after that. From the qawm of Nuh alayhi salam, his progeny, the progeny of those 80 to 84 people, were born after that. And that progeny there, of high iman, eventually put the idols into the Kaaba by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah. So kufr came from where? So this effort of da'wat is to preserve the iman, not only of ourselves, but of our progenies to come, of the ummah to come. This is why it was given to this ummah, khayra ummat ukhrijat linnas. You have been taken out for the hidayat of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. No other Nabi to come. No Nabi to come. No one else to give this da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other example for people to follow of iman. Except the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will give this da'wah. Or else when da'wah comes out of us, even if there was ibadat in us, when da'wah comes out, deen will come out of us. Deen will come out of our progenies. We were in the airport in Buenos Aires, 2017, in the airport in Buenos Aires, with our family. So we got into the taxi. Taxi just came. Family and children sat in the back, we sat in the front. So after we got into the taxi, we were very, very tired. So the person, the taxi driver, staunch Catholic in Argentina and Buenos Aires. So first he had a huge cross hanging on his rearview mirror. Then he had a huge idol of Isa alayhi salam, stuck, huge one, stuck on top of his dashboard. Then he had one of the Virgin Mary. Then he had all the other crosses and everything you can think of. So I didn't realize until we already got into the car, into the taxi. The bags already inside the taxi. We are sitting inside, family is behind, children is behind, and all of them are seeing this. The wife will be thinking, what an idiot man that I married, he took a taxi like this. So I saw all of this in front of me, I'm sitting inside. So I'm thinking, Ya Allah, of all that, there's 40,000 taxis in Buenos Aires. Every 10 seconds you get one taxi. Without exaggeration. So many taxis, and I happen to choose this taxi. So I'm sitting. So I decided the best thing for me to do is to sleep. All these things in front of me. I closed my eyes, and I slept. So as going, about 10 minutes passed, so the taxi, the person driving is in his 50s, so he tells me, "Tu Arabi, you're Arab." So I said, "No, I'm sure Musliman." He said, "I'm Muslim." He said, "No, but, pero tu Arabi, Arabi, you Arab." I said, "No, I'm Muslim." "Sos un South Africano." He said, "I'm South African." So he said, "Oh, pero tu Arabi." So he's understanding that Muslim is Arab. So I said, "No." I told him, "No. I'm a Muslim from South Africa." He said, "Oh." So after 2 minutes, so I then put my head down again. I didn't worry about him. So after 2 minutes, he says, "So, pero so, so un catalico." He said, "Me, I am Catholic." So I said, "Okay, you Catholic." I wouldn't want to have any conversation because they're very aggressive. And that time the Pope was Argentinian Pope they had. So it was even more. So then he kept quiet, I kept quiet. After 5 minutes he said, "Pero mi abuelo de abuelo es un árabe de Syria." He says, "But my great grandfather is Syrian Arab." So when he said this, then I sat up. So I told him, "Entonces tú también un musulmán." So I told him, "You're also Muslim?" He said, no, show Catholic. He said, "I'm Catholic." I said, "No, you Muslim." He says, "No, I'm Catholic." He said, "No, I say, you Muslim." He said, "Catholic." He said, "Loco." Loco means idiot. So he said, "Idiot." He's telling me, "Idiot, I am
Catholic.
I said, no, you Muslim. So he got upset with me. So I told him, in Buenos Aires, there's a lot of trees. They planted a lot of trees on the road in the city. So I told him, you see all these trees. Todo ese árbol. He says, yes, these trees. So I said, you know the tree of a mango, árbol de mango, tú sabes? He said, you know this tree? He says, yes. I said, you saw a tree, like mango tree? He says, yes. I said, you saw a mango tree? He says, yes, I saw a mango tree. He said, I told him the root of the mango tree is also mango. He says, sí, yes. So he said, tronco, the trunk, is also mango. He says, yes. I said, Rana, the branches is also mango. He says, yes, it's mango. I said, Ojas, the leaves is also mango. He says, yes, it's mango. So I said, frutas, in el final, the frutas, is fruit is also mango. He says, the fruit is also mango. I said, no, fruit is not mango. I said, root is mango. Trunk is mango, branch is mango, leaf is mango, fruit is not mango. So he says, you loco. He says, fruit is mango. I said, fruit is not mango. He said, no, fruit is mango. I said, fruit is not mango. So he asked me why. I said, fruit is not mango. So I told him, your great grandfather, the root, is Arabic. You, the fruit, is Catholic. How is that? How is that? I say, if the root is Arabic, Musalman, then what is the fruit also? He said, the fruit is also Musalman. So I say, you Muslim, I'm telling you this, you Muslim. So he put his head, he says, so Musalman? He says, am I Muslim? I say, yes, you Muslim. So I say, tu sangre, your blood, tu sangre, is sangre the Arabic or sangre the Catholic? I say, what blood you got inside you? He says, sangre de Arabi, Musalman. I say, you're also Musalman. When a qawm leaves this da'wat, this is the result. Leave the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the effort of Anbiya, their generations to come won't even know that they are Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this effort, the effort of da'wat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in detail showed us this effort of da'wat. And he showed the sahaba and he taught the sahaba this effort of da'wat. Day and night. Sahaba understood what their effort was. What their purpose was. That after they accepted iman, they understood what was their duty. What was their effort. What was their job. The job of the Nabi was their job. The effort of the Nabi was their effort. The night of the Nabi was their night. The day of the Nabi was their day. The cry of the Nabi was their cry. The pain of the Nabi was their pain. This was Sahaba. And they sacrificed everything. The sacrifices that Sahaba had to go in the beginning of Deen is unparalleled in this Ummah. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sacrifice is unparalleled amongst the Anbiya. The sacrifices the Sahaba went through is also unparalleled in this Ummah. What sacrifices they had to undergo because of this deen. Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu ta'ala is sitting, a person walks by, a tabi'i walks by, looks at him, he says, are these the two blessed eyes that saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, yes. Then he says, makes a dua, only if we could have lived in that time. If only, in other words, if only we could have also seen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala becomes upset. He says, don't say that. Don't ask for that. Don't wish for that. Why are you wishing for something that Allah ta'ala kept you out of it? Because you don't know there were many people of that time that they saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they did not accept. Allah Ta'ala has put them headlong in the fire of Jahannam. What do you know? What do you know of the sacrifice that we had to go through because we said La ilaha illallah? He told him that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came at such a time that everyone knew nothing else except the worship of idols. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the Furqan, with the Quran, with the Haq, and he showed it to us. And Allah Ta'ala enlightened our hearts with this iman, and iman came into our hearts. But we knew at that time that those from our beloved, from our families, that did not accept this iman, that they would go into the fire of Jahannam. And we lived with that, knowing that our own parents, our own children, our own mothers and fathers would go into the fire of Jahannam because they did not accept this iman. They never became the coolness of our eyes. He says, why don't you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala gave you iman at the time that people know about Allah. We had iman at the time that we didn't know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sacrifices Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala had to go through because of this iman. Today we have an iman of convenience. We have an iman of convenience. We have a deen of convenience. Everything is found for us. Everything is in front of us. So the sacrifice of deen has come out of us. So the reality of La ilaha illallah has not entered our hearts as yet. It hasn't gone. Why? It cannot go inside as long as the reality and the love of the makhluk of Allah is still inside. The reality of the love of this dunya is still inside our hearts. And that has to come out with nafi and isbat. We have to negate this creation, that this creation cannot do. My wealth cannot do. My health cannot do. My position cannot do. My children cannot do. The governments cannot do. Money cannot do. Fame cannot do. My clothes cannot do. Food cannot do. People cannot do. Governments cannot do. The armies of the world cannot do. The bombs of the world cannot do. Nothing can do. Illallah. La ilaha illallah. This reality has to enter our hearts. And this reality can't enter if we don't give da'wah towards it. Da'wah ka khususiyat yeh hai ki jis cheez ka da'wah deta, usi cheez ka yakin dil ke andar utra. The thing that we give da'wah towards, the reality of that thing enters into the heart. This is the khususiyat of da'wah. The speciality of da'wah. The more da'wah we will give about the greatness of Allah, how much do we talk about the greatness of Allah? Our elders tell us 25 times give da'wah. That Allah is doing everything. We do not say this, we do not listen to it. How is that reality of it going to enter the heart? That Allah is doing everything. That everything comes from Allah. And everything returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to give this da'wah. Every day, the da'wah of insan, the da'wah of makhluk of Allah is entering our hearts. Every single day. From what we are seeing, from what we are hearing, from what we are saying, from what we are thinking, from what we are feeling, all of that is entering our hearts. And this is why we have to go out in the path of Allah. We have to take out time before time takes us out. We have to take time out. And this is why hidayat is given to every jamaat that goes out in the path of Allah. In what amal must you spend your time in? It's not about spending time. It's about how to spend this time. And over again, jamaats are given the hidayat. That aksar, most amount of time, spend it in giving da'wah. Spend it in giving da'wah. Spend it in giving da'wah. More da'wah we give, the more the reality of the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter our hearts. This is why tashkeel is made for jamaat to go out in path of Allah. Tashkeel is a mercy. Tashkil is not an inconvenience. Today we think tashkil is an inconvenience. Tashkil is being made. I'm busy in my shop. Such an inconvenience. I must leave my shop and go. I must leave. I'm busy with my family. Such an inconvenience. I must leave my family. We are taking tashkil to be something inconvenient. Tashkil is a mercy, is a rahmat, is a blessing. That Allah's tawajjuh is coming towards me. Allah is looking at me with mercy so that I can spend my time in His path. So I can get the permission of Allah to go out in the path of Allah. This is why tashkil is there. Sahaba understood tashkil to be a mercy, a blessing. So when the time of tashkil came, they never returned home. They were ready. They were ready. So this is why we make tashkil. So that we can spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why hidayat is given to us when we spend time in the path of Allah. How to spend this time? So when we spend our time the way we're supposed to spend our time, then inshallah, that result, that what sahaba got, that result inshallah will also come inside of us. So tashkil is not an inconvenience. To take me away from my family, take me away from my shop, take me away from my friends, take me away from my pleasure, from my comfort. Tashkil is there as a mercy, so that I can leave something for the sake of Allah. This is tashkil. Hayya ala salah. We know the salah time. We know the salah time. But yet, the muazzin still tell us, hayya ala salah. What is he telling us? We must listen to what he is not saying. He is saying, O slave of Allah, whatever you are doing is very important, but please leave that what you are doing now and come towards salah. That's what the muazzin is saying. This is tashkil. So my dear brothers, tashkil is made for us to spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to go for long, long times in the path of Allah. Those of us that haven't spent 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, give our names inshallah. Get ready, give indication inshallah who is ready for 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give some indication inshallah. Give indication inshallah, 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashallah. 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give indication inshallah. Mashallah. Mashallah. Quickly inshallah, not much time inshallah. Quickly inshallah, 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To learn this dawah, we have forgotten. We as a ummah of da'wat has forgotten how to give da'wat. So we have to go out to learn how to give da'wat. Stand up inshallah. 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 4 months pedal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah. Call out your name quickly inshallah. Call out your name. Ji, stand up. Give your name inshallah. Inshallah. Ilyas, mashallah. Jila those inshallah. For 40 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chilla in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand up inshallah. Masturat also inshallah. Stand up. Give our names quickly inshallah. 40 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must be ready to go at any time. At any time we may be ready to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand up inshallah. Muhammad inshallah is ready inshallah. Masturat inshallah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. MashaAllah, Masturat inshallah. All of us make effort in our area. It's a month of Ramadan, it's a month of effort, it's a month of sacrifice. It's a month of increasing. Like how everything has increased, Dawat also supposed to increase. Going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala also supposed to increase. In the month of Ramadan. Like how everything else increasing. Our rosy also increases. Our food increases. Our ibadat increases. Quran tilawat increases. Zikr increases. Salah increases. Like that dawat also must increase in the path of Allah in the time of Ramadan. So we all say inshallah we'll give time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last 10 days of Ramadan is fast approaching us just now inshallah. So give our ashra, give 10 days in the path of Allah, last 10 days, who say inshallah, we make effort in our masjid, in our halqa inshallah, for a 10 days jamaat to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even mastura jamaat inshallah. Who gives them indication inshallah? The last 10 days for jamaat to come out inshallah, mashallah. As a halqa we can give intention inshallah. Mashallah. Mashallah. Inshallah, we all go back to our masjids and we make effort in our masjid inshallah. Man jadda wajada. Dalu ala khair kafa'ilihi. The one who makes effort and helps to make effort, the one who makes effort will get it. The one who helps to make the effort will also get the reward, inshallah. We all will do this, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika. Lakal hamdu wa lakal shukru. Wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu yuhyi wa yumeet. Bi yadika al-khair. حي لا يموت وهو على كل شيء قدير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين يا أحد الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذو القوة المدين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار يا أحد الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذو القوة المتين يا الله يا رحمن يا رحمين يا الله you forgive us يا الله يا الله forgive us يا الله you help us protect us save us and guide us يا الله and accept us يا الله make it easy for us يا الله remove our difficulties worries and concerns of dunya give us life of afiyat khair barakat hidayat maghfirat sihat qabooliyat maqbooliyat ikhlas istikhlas istiqama taqwa and maghfira Protect us and guide us in all our affairs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, without you, we have no protection, Ya Allah. Without you, we have no guidance, Ya Allah. Without you, we have no guidance, Ya Allah. Without you, we have no protection, Ya Allah. You protect us and you guide us and you accept us. Accept us for the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have forgotten this effort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have forgotten this effort, Ya Allah. You accept us for this effort again, Ya Allah. Allahumma ahdina wahdibina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma ahdina sa jami'an fi kulli makan. Ya Allah, you help this ummat, Ya Allah. Protect this ummat, Ya Allah. Guide this ummat, Ya Allah. Accept this ummat again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect this ummat, Ya Allah, from all atrocities in the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept this ummat again for the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummat is going to parishani everywhere in the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect this ummat, Ya Allah. You protect this ummat, Ya Allah. You protect this ummat. You protect the children of this ummat, Ya Allah. Protect the woman of this ummat, Ya Allah. Protect the old of this ummat, Ya Allah. Protect the young of this ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you protect us, Ya Allah. You guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are sick, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are in parishani, Ya Allah. You remove it, Ya Allah. You remove this parishani, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed away from our families and friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you free them from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Free them from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Remove the adab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Allahumma fillahum, warhamhum, wasakinhum, jannah. Allahumma jal qabrahum, rawdatun min riyad al-jannah. يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا يا واسع الفضل اغفر لنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكر الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين امين امين امين